Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
What an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your home, automobile,
yes,
to share with you, as I always say, the Kingdom Ministry of God.
Let me testify just a minute.
And that's
see,
an honor.
It's
an honor.
Sure been faithful.
The reason why it's an honor to me because I would look at my life and I look at the standard that God has set for all our lives
in the ground, that
and I say, Lord, if you use me,
no more stressing,
I didn't say that, this I'm thinking. I said, Lord,
the ground,
you would use me, little old me,
now it's showing this is
to come over these airways and minister to your people.
Grace.
About your thing.
Yes, it is. This is my season. Give me some of this mic right here.
Make a privilege.
Come on, sing it again.
It's an honor.
This is my season for grace.
It's a tremendous honor and a privilege.
Yes, it is. This is my
season. God will use a wretch like
everybody
me.
Everybody declare to me what I have.
While he's cleaning me up in the process.
Listen,
as I stay on the potter's wheel. That's important. You gotta be on the potter's wheel.
For my good, yeah, everything is working.
And in spite of all my shortcomings and my weaknesses and my inabilities, you know, because the standard that he set for our life is Jesus, who is the express image of the Father. That's the mark. That's the standard. And it's all said and done. That's how we all gonna be. Look just like Jesus, who look just like the Father. We all one. So the mark that he set for our lives, you know, and the standard that he set for our lives that we live by, he showed it in his son, Jesus Christ. Paul said, hey, I have not yet attained, but I keep on pressing on. For the prize of that high call, that's in Christ Jesus. To be just like him. And during that process, as he molding us and saving us, man, I was kind of an honor and a privilege. He would use me, you know, in spite of In spite of my transformation, in spite of me becoming who I already am, he looks past my faults and past my mistakes, and he saw my need to come clean me up so that I could get on course toward the destination that he has for
me. Let me just help you understand what favor means.
That I walk out of darkness into the marvelous light. As we continue, man, to process out of sin into righteousness. Not wandering around in it. Not wallowing around in it. But coming out of it. And you know what's the easiest part about coming out of it? This way you ain't coming out of it by yourself. You got a shepherd. You got a shepherd that will lead you in the path of righteousness. Beside the steel walls.
Will you raise your hand, say, to realize.
And boy, I count it an honor and a privilege that God will use me to come on this broadcast, on this radio station, on this broadcast, and share with you.
Somebody that's been faithful, open your mouth.
Oh, that's an honor, that's a privilege. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you once before, the greatest force in the universe, all of the universe, greater than anything. I don't care what they can come up with. Nothing you can even come close to. The greatest force in a universe,
somebody will say, I don't need a preacher from out of town to come declare nothing over my life.
The greatest force in the universe is the love of God. And you know something? That same love that I'm talking about, that's the greatest force in the universe, that love has been shed abroad in our hearts and our spirits by the Holy Ghost. What you mean? We got the capacity to love like God. What's God's greatest love? What's God's greatest love for us? He looked past our faults and saw our needs. And he loved us anyway. He never stopped loving us. In spite of our faults and mistakes. Our faults and mistakes, man, brought damnation and destruction and calamity and sickness and disease and poverty. And that's still here. And if you continue to wallow in it, then you're going to be out of that world. But boy, he has translated us out. Watch, not out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son. You're still in the world, but you ain't worthy. You're being transformed.
You can't wait on the
how are you? By the renewing of your mind.
Somebody prophesy with your body language. Just
and you begin to renew your mind. You know, what's going to renew my mind and wash it? Washed by the water of the word. You know what it renew your mind to? From to? It renew your mind from a sin consciousness to a righteous consciousness. And when you become righteous consciousness, then you can be right. Then you can walk on out of darkness into the marvelous light. Then you can sojourn it through this world system, baby, and come on out. And when you fall, hallelujah, you can get back up. And not only can you get back up, boy, but you can keep on pressing on towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Now, you want to wallow in that, man, that's a different story. If you're going to hang out in there, you know, that's a different story. If you're looking for somewhere to fall, then that's a different story. You're going to fall prey to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, and consequences of it. Let me tell you something. If you get majority of us, you know, you don't want to sin. You really don't. You want to go to hell. You want to live right. You want all that to hear that we say God has in store for you, you know. And who wouldn't? The question is, man, how I get there? I hear what you're saying, you know. I hear you saying those things. I hear you saying what I have and all about the kingdom of God. And I hear you saying, you know, hey, come out of sin. I hear you saying all those things. But how? How I do that? How do I do that?
Somebody tell him, yeah.
Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Somebody cry.
How do I get strong enough on the inside of me to man where I can look through the circumstances and situations and they call me to get off the ball there? Look them eyeball to eyeball and let them know the greater he has in me. He has in the world.
You
realize that you don't been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, open to the kingdom of God, dear son, then you start growing up in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You start changing.
Yeah.
The Bible call it going from glory to glory to glory to glory.
Come on, lift up your hands and tell.
As the old man is dying day by day by day by day, and that new man, he's being renewed day by day by day. And if you understood the process, and listen, now this ain't what you're doing, this is what God is doing.
Be the same.
Lord God is taking me and the world and mankind through a divine process.
Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight.
If you understand that, then you get on the potter's wheel and you allow man, him, the man, complete the work that he has begun on the inside of us. Because he's going to do it anyway. But he ain't going to force you into it. And all those who don't willfully, you know, journey, then you know you're gonna die in the wilderness. You know, sense of me joking with you and playing around with you, because this is the kingdom. What do you mean, ought to die in the wilderness? You'll be saved. Your spirit, because the Bible says your spirit go back to where it came from.
Say it, church.
But then never enter into a boy all that Jesus Christ died upon the cross for us to have.
Cause I'm changing.
You know, one of the things that motivates me, man, to want to live right and want to live holy, you know, because I see all the things that he has done for me.
Somebody need to say this tonight. It just came up in my spirit.
And I understand, man, that the sin in my life short circuits the power and authority on the inside of me to obtain. Don't stop the power, it just trip the brake to that particular area.
But when I leave,
if you go flip that breaker back on, you know the power right back there again. You get back and do it again and flip the breaker again. Over and over and over. But the rest of the house, the rest of the building still has electricity and some of the other outlets. Because the power is still there, you know, just that area in line, just short circuit. I mean, in those areas they like that short circuit, boy, that's where the enemy come in and take your captivated will, boy. And man, he is gonna steal, kill, and destroy. So it really ain't no joke. Let me say it in a serious way. God say, listen, I said before you, life and death, blessings and curses, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of life. And then he grabbed back in on his throne and say, now you choose. You choose. And I'm sure, you know, if God's speaking that to all our hearts, we are going to choose the blessing. We're all going to choose life.
See, sometimes you can't wait on a prophet to come to your house.
Come on. We are going to choose the kingdom of light.
Sometimes you got to gird up your own loins and prophesy over your own stuff.
Watch, if you choose that, man, and you choose that, then God says yes. And
said, I'm changing.
You say, so shall it be.
I came here sick.
And when you do that, what you do, you know, you heard the story. You know, you place yourself in on the potter's wheel. There's another place in the Bible where it says this. Can the clay say to the potter, why have you made me this way? No. What you mean, man? An 8-ounce glass can't tell this manufacturer, hey, listen, man, I want to be a 6-ounce glass. I want to be a 12-ounce glass. No, it don't have no control.
Y'all get my granddaddy up these steps here.
It's on the potter's wheel. It's the potter that's doing the work. 8-ounce glass ain't really got no choice in the matter. But the bee man who the potter designing it, to be. Even though as he designed it, be some flaws in it, and it be some, you know, you got the mold and you got the shape,
oh,
and you got the
Lord.
I
won't ever be just
boy, he working on him. He working on him.
No.
You got to be, now, why you telling me that, Arthur? Because see, you got to be in that place where he working on you at. Listen, he got a shop.
that he do the work from. He don't do the, he call you out of the wilderness, but he call you into the kingdom. That's his shop, and that's where he do his work from. From there, when you come in the kingdom, man, you cease from all your works. That don't mean you don't work. You get in on, you cease from your work, and you get in on his work. You still work, but you cease from your work. You get in on what he doing. Baby, it worked there, man. It ain't with the thistles and the thorn and everything else like in the wilderness, man. No,
just can't be the same.
You just move still.
Got all in my hands. Yes,
if you let the Lord build it.
All in my feet.
Then that labor that you do, that work that you do then it won't be in vain.
You put clapping in my hand. I'm on it.
You keep on changing. Every day you won't never be the same.
After being with you,
Granddaddy, I know you're up in age, but guess what? Mm-hmm. You're changing.
I'm gonna always tell you this, so that you never miss out on the purpose of this. You know, I didn't come on this broadcast to let me see. God didn't put me on this broadcast, man. To stir up your emotions. He didn't send me on this broadcast to preach a sermon. He put me on this broadcast. He said, hey, go on there. And this is what I want you to do. This is how it is. He said, you just scatter the seed. You just go in and sow the seed. In the Bible says, and then he go to bed, and he knew it not how, but the earth. The earth, that's you. That's your heart. That's your spirit. The earth brings forth of itself. First a little bit of tender blade, a little tender shoot.
That's my granddaddy!
Then the ear, then it grew up, and then the corn, if it's a corn seed, and then the harvest. That's a divine process. Jesus gave parables about the kingdom of God, saying, you know, hey, that's how it falls. That's a law in the kingdom of God. They call it a law of sowing and reaping. Be not deceived, God not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall be
reaped.
And I've discovered something. I said, hey, you know what? If my life ain't going like it's supposed to be, it's all a result of the choices and decisions that I've made, you know. And the choices and decisions that I made had to do with me and my thinking and everything else, and it had to do with me and my speaking.
You don't have to search no more.
So I discovered something yesterday. So all them seeds and all that thinking, you don't like where you are in your life now, then plant some different seeds.
When you call me, I will respond.
For you plant some seeds,
when you pull me,
dig all them other seeds up. You ain't really got to dig, just plow up the ground. How you plow up the ground, Arthur, to get ready to plant new seeds in? Just go and talk to your Father. Go to God in prayer. And ask him to show you. Ask him to help you get in on what he's doing. Ask him, man, to save you. Instead of you trying to save yourself, ask him to save you. Instead of going to the doctors, man, you know, first, if you get sickness in your body, ask him to heal you. If you have a need in your life, instead of going to, you know, or whatever it is, instead of going to the bankers and to here and to there and other places, and go to him first.
Jesus, I'm the one.
If you need deliverance from something, yeah. To the psychiatrist and whatever other means that's available in this kingdom of darkness that we live in, go to him first. What? In prayer. And when you go to him in prayer, you know it's simply go to him, man. And I just encourage you with this. I hope it's a blessing. Just go to him and say, Father, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Start right there and stay there for a while.
Call me, I will respond.
Lord, let your kingdom come in my life. And let your will, not my will, Not the will of my parents. Not the will of, you know, somebody else's life for my life, you know. Instead of me living my life for somebody else or according to somebody else or even for somebody else. No, Lord, let me live it according to your will.
I will come running to your heart. I will respond to you.
That's when you had the borders of the Jordan River. Getting ready. This is a prophetic broadcast today. Getting ready to cross over your Jordan River over into your inheritance. Tell them things that we believe in God for and that we, you know, and that people are prophesying over our lives and we speaking over our lives and everything, you know. That's our, you know, if it pertains to life and godliness, that's belong to us. That's our inheritance. But that's on the other side of the Jordan River. Over the promise.
You don't have to search no more.
I'll be the one.
I'm the one you're looking for.
That's in the promise.
Come on, tell them. I'm the one.
Let me say it the way we bring it. That ain't in our church and in our conduct and in our manner of life. And it ain't in this world system that we live in here. And it ain't in our ways. It ain't in our desires. It ain't in our thoughts.
I'll be the one.
That's in the kingdom. That's in the kingdom.
When you call me, I will respond.
Yeah.
When you call me,
sometimes I pause, man. I think of his goodness and what he's done for me. I have to tell him, boy, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
Hi, it's Sam Barker here from Motley Fool.
I love you, Lord.
Behind me is Landmark Mall.
I love you, Lord.
For what once was a bustling and booming shopping center just a stone's throw away from Motley Fool headquarters is now a sad shell of its
And that boy again, once I say he put me on his broadcast to come and share with you, man, the kingdom ministry of God. Yes, and I just respond, just prompt by him to allow him to do what he want to do.
So Taylor, I want you to sing it.
Do I go back to where I started? I count it an honor and a privilege, man, to come on this broadcast and to exalt you and just to edify you and build you up and encourage you. Paul said this, he said, I commend you, Acts chapter 20, verse 32. He said, I commend you unto the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. Let me make that plain to you. He say, I'm placing you under the word of God's grace. You're talking to the church.
When you pull me, I will respond.
What do you say? I place you under the word of God's grace. Why? Because, boy, it's able to not hype you up, not stir you up. You do that too. That's inclusive in it. But that's not his purpose.
When you pull me,
build you up. So that you could get your inheritance. What? Build you up so that you could cross over the old Jordan River into your inheritance. Build you up, man, so that you could get those desires of your heart. Build you up, man, so that you could reach your God-given destiny. Listen, you don't have to die in the wilderness. To die, you know, without fulfilling your God-given purpose and destiny. That's what I come on this broadcast to tell you. You know, that's available to you. And boy, you know where you know that at? When you get that on the potter's wheel and let him mold you, then he'll mold you and shape you, man, into his perfection. And boy, you'll look just like he wants you to look. And listen, when you, this what is, like I say, to build you up, this what will strengthen you and enable you, man, to stay on the potter's wheel and allow the Father to complete the work on the inside of you. What, I told you communion to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. What's that word of grace? He already showed you the end already. When he finished molding and shaping us, man, we gonna be just like him. Just like him. Just like him. Just like him in every aspect of it. Just like him. Just like Jesus was just like him. We just like Jesus. Jesus just like him. We all just alive. We all ruling and reigning in life forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And Lord Jesus comes saying, man, that's what's available to you. So that's what the Father said. He made that known to you. Like I said, he said before you, life and death, blessing and curse, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of light. A storm that's coming, or rain, or our whole life more than 40 days. Or off and safe. You see, I said all that before you know, that's what's before you. And all of it is available to you. Either one of them, they're available to you.
If you're an investor,
you choose which one, you know. I give you free will. You choose. His will is for us to choose life. His will is for us to choose the blessings. His will is for us men to choose the kingdom of life. And boy, when you make that choice, that's where it started. It started with a decision. Remember I told you, you know, we are sum total of choices and decisions that we make every day. However, in order for us to make the right choice and the right decisions that would get us not to our destiny and our goals and our plans and our desire, but to get us to our God-given destiny, depends on the quality of knowledge that you have. That's why I didn't come to preaching no sermons. I'm just scattering seeds in your life, you know, that you might, Paul prayed this, that he said, I pray that you might be filled with the knowledge of God's will for your life. So that you can make the right choices and the right decisions that will lead to your God-given destiny. So that you can choose to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. So that you could choose to walk upright before him. So you could choose, man, to live pleasing in his sight. That'd be your heart desire, man. You know, that's what's in your heart, man. Then he take that commandment, man, and he write it on a tablet in your heart. To see. As long as, man, you just continue, man, on the part of the week. As long as you continue to choose the life. As long as you continue to choose the blessings. As long as you continue, man, to choose the kingdom of God. As long as you keep making that choice and that decision, boy, it'll get you to your God-given destiny. And you awake to the fact that you are the righteousness of God, and boy, you'll have the ability and the power then to live right and to come out of sin. You ain't gonna come out of all your sin overnight, man. That's a process. But baby, you're gonna be walking out to righteousness. You're gonna be walking out to the Spirit. Listen, there's no condemnation, man, to those who are in Christ Jesus. Watch this. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus set you free from the law of sin and death. No, baby. God's grace don't give you no right to no life in the sin. It covers your sin. Because you're going to sin. And His grace covers. So that, man, you could, man, could continue to come boldly to the throne of God's grace, man, so that you could stay on the Father's will and let the Father complete the work that's on the inside of you. Listen, He's coming back for a victorious church, a glorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle. But we ain't arrived yet. But let me tell you something, man, we in transition. We being transformed. We being molded and shaped on the Father's will. Jesus said it this way, upon this rock, upon this material right here, I'm going to build my church. In the gates of hell, they're going to rebel against that. He's saying, of my kingdom, there ain't going to be no end. There's going to be an everlasting kingdom. That's my destination. That's where I'm headed. So if you're going to come out of darkness into the marvelous light, out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, dear son, then that's a choice and decision that you have to make. The simplicity of it, I think, is what makes it hard.